Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our sermon is actually some words of advice that I'm sure you have heard and you have probably given. Our title is this: Don't Hold On to the Past. Based on Isaiah 43, these verses: Thus says the Lord, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not see it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. How often have you heard or said phrases like this? Don't hold on to the past. Let it go. It's time to move on. But it's human nature, isn't it, to hold on to the past? How strange that in our sermon text for tonight, Isaiah the prophet, who so often in his prophecy calls on God's people to remember God's mighty deeds of yesterday, now tells us, quote, remember not the former things. That is to say, he tells us to not hold on to the past. Now, why? In verse 19, he gives his reason. He says, behold, I am doing now a new thing. What does it mean? The people that Isaiah is addressing in this text, or the people of Judah who have been taken into captivity in the foreign country of Babylon, where they have lived as slaves in a terrible existence away from home and temple and loved ones. And they were forcibly taken from their homes, and they have lost their king. They've lost everything important to them, and they feel like God has forsaken them. They desperately want to hold on to the things of the past when God seemed near and things seemed good. Have you ever heard that expression in your life? I'm sure you had. Oh, the good old days. They were hoping for the good old days again, because things currently were not so good. Now, you and I can hold on to the same kind of things. When our life is difficult, we tend to remember the good times, the former things, the good old days. Yet here, through the prophet Isaiah, God tells these exiled people of Judah not to dwell on the former things. These specific things he's talking about in the past refers to that glorious time when he delivered the children of Israel from Egypt through the powerful leadership of Moses, who said, let my people go. The waters parted. They left Egypt to the promised land. Now, why would God tell these discouraged people hundreds of years later not to remember such former things, not to hold on to these things of the past? Again, listen to what he says in verse 19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. This new thing that God is talking about is his plan to end their captivity in Babylon, to bring them home to the homeland of Judah. And in fact, what he's saying is this: if you think your exodus from Egypt and slavery in Egypt was a wonderful thing, you just wait and see what I'm about to do for you in Babylon. And this new thing God refers to is his plan to end the Babylonian captivity, bring them home to Judah, and in effect, he says this: if you think the Exodus was good, wait till you see your return home from Judah. Now listen again to verses 18 and 19 of this text. God says through Isaiah, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Can't you see it? God says the wonders of the past, as wonderful as they were, cannot compare to God's new thing. It's time for God's people to quit focusing upon the past and look instead to God's future. Now, we leave a history lesson. We apply these words of God to ourselves. Because the same can be said for you and me. There are things in each of our lives that each of us need to lay aside, to quit holding on to. There are past hurts that we've all experienced that we need to let go of. If we're going to move fully into God's future, Isaiah says tonight, it's time for each of us to quit holding on to the past. Now, the prophet Jeremiah said it well when God spoke through him these words in Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans in the future to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a new future." Not holding on to the past, but focusing upon God's future for us can make a big difference in our lives. Now, I'm going to ask a series of questions. These are rhetorical questions, which means the answer should be obvious. Question number one, are there things in your life that you need to let go of and forget? Are there things in your life that you are holding on to that prevent you from moving into God's future for you? What good does your holding on to the past do? Listen again to Isaiah's words, God speaking through him to the people of Judah, to you and me today. Remember not the former things. Don't consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. The same things are said in the New Testament. Listen to what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3. Paul says, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining ahead forward, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." And speaking of past, let me let you in on a little secret on this Monday, Thursday. Did you know that Almighty God has forgotten all your sins of your past? Almighty God no longer holds on to the sins you have committed that have hurt you or others in your past. For any person who has humbly put their trust in Christ the Savior, God has forgotten your sins. Listen to what Romans 8, verse 1 says. Paul writes, "There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Forgiven for your sins at Jesus' cross, you are no longer condemned for them. Your sin is forgiven and it's washed away." Listen to Isaiah 43:25. Now, listen to these beautiful words. God says, "I, even I, the Lord your God, is he who blots out your transgressions, and I remember your sins no more." Did you get that? When you are in Christ Jesus, God doesn't even remember your sins anymore. Why should we keep holding on to them? Psalm 103, verse 12 says this. This is God speaking. And by the way, maybe you can answer this question. How far is the east from the west? Listen to what God says. "As far as the east is from the west, declares the Lord, so far have I removed your transgressions from you." Tonight, we receive the very body and blood of Christ. It is truly a holy communion. Because in, with, and under this bread and wine, as we have learned in confirmation class, is also the true body and blood of Christ. God delivers you this assurance that your sins are forgiven. Every sin, every past mistake, every heartache you have caused or suffered. Now, as you come forward tonight to receive the precious body and blood of Christ, look at the garbage can there in front of the communion. What does it say again? Ben Sue, you're a little bit back. Would you read it out loud? What does it say? Sin disposal. As you come up for the Holy Communion, do as I am doing right now. Take your sins. I'll leave it to you. Tear them in half. Crunch them up, whatever you want to do. And put your sin of which you've repented in this sin disposal. And then come up free and clear with sins that God has not even remembered. They're done. They're in here. And then receive the body and blood of your Lord Jesus Christ as a double assurance. God says, as far as the east is from the west, so far I've separated your sins from you. In Jesus Christ, Almighty God has forgiven you. Please receive God's forgiveness and then forgive that person in your life that you know needs your word of forgiveness. Again, in the words of Isaiah, remember not the former things. How wonderful it is when we will not allow our past to control our present and future. My friends, because of Jesus' death and resurrection for you, and because he has paid for your sins, and because here tonight we receive his precious body and blood, leave here tonight knowing without a doubt your sins are forgiven. Don't let your sins enslave you any longer. Don't believe that devil or your own heart or the voice of another person who would whisper to you, hold on to that sin. Hold on to that past. No, in Jesus' name, I say to you, God, remember your sin no more. He holds not onto your sins. Remember not the former things. Don't hold on to the past, but live in God's future. In the name of Jesus, God's people said, Amen. Amen.